there are so many things that this government is trying to do in order to control immigration. Some of the regulations are that they want owners of households and employers and almost like making every institution a home office official. That is to say, they must check for the immigration status of somebody before they can give them accommodation, before they can admit them into employment, before they can open an account, before they, you know, all those kind of stuff. And even driving is also becoming a concern. So, but we are saying here, not many people are for it, not many organizations are for it. It is suffering from heavy criticisms from all quarters of the political establishment. This is draconian, I can say the least.
Looking at some of these kind of new regulations, are there any that are going to affect Zimbabweans directly?
Obviously, they will impact on other Zimbabweans, particularly those who are in the process of regularizing their stay in the United Kingdom. Some of them do not have legal assistance, and without legal assistance, you can't really mount an effective challenge in as far as your asylum claim is concerned, and therefore you need to do some work, some manual jobs or cash in hand jobs and that kind of stuff. But before you can get that, I mean, they have to check. It means that any potential employer has to check as to your eligibility to be working. And that also means in the absence of NAS support, National Asylum Support, in terms of accommodation and stuff, it means that without papers, without the necessary status, then it means you're not going to be accommodated. You're going to find it difficult to get alternative housing. So what it then means is that you'll see Zimbabwean asylum seekers without NAS support, without relatives to take care of them or friends to take care of them, will then have to be on the streets, and some of them going into prostitution, crime, and all that kind of stuff. So, yes, it is going to affect quite a number of Zimbabweans.
So now, looking at some of these regulations, actually they apply in most countries, even in USA. So do you think that maybe they're trying to contain, you know, the influx of immigrants, including Zimbabweans?
You are right. But the thing is, we have to be humane. Every human being has got rights, and those rights have to be respected as long as they still remain within the borders or the confines or jurisdiction of that state in which they are. They must be treated humanely. That's my bone of contention. Every human being has got rights that must be respected until such time when they are able to remove them back to their countries of origin.
How many Zimbabweans do you think might be affected by this?
It's very difficult to tell. As you know, some people will not want to make it known that they are in the process of regularizing their status and that kind of. So many people are not very open about their immigration status. So that's very difficult to put a figure to.
If, let's say, there are some Zimbabweans that are going to be affected, what is going to happen to them?
Like I pointed out, many will resort to crime. Unless they are deported or forcibly removed back to Zimbabwe, it means that they will go underground. And going in the underworld means that they will be vulnerable to exploitation, labor-wise, sexual exploitation as well, and they could also be exposed to criminal activity.